This episode of It's About Bravo is sponsored by Smart Labels. I don't know about you guys, but for me, the holidays are incredibly stressful, incredibly chaotic. There's always a lot going on, to quote Mariam Cosby. I'm holed up in my parents' attic in North Carolina, trying to avoid them like the plague, watching as many seasons of Roni as I possibly can before I have to get on my plane and go back home to work, because Roni is a Christmas movie. But if you're anything like me, I know you come out of the holidays, you go through the new year, and you have all these resolutions, right? Get fit, get clean, get whatever. One for me this year is to just get organized. My closet is more chaotic and more messy and stressful than my life, than my holidays. And Smart Labels is here to help me figure that all out. They sell these QR code sticker packs. I just ordered my first pack on Amazon. They were less than $10, okay? You order these and you pair them with the Smart Labels app. You start organizing your closet, right? You start organizing your storage unit. You start putting things away in bins and boxes. You start filing stuff away. And then 6 months, 9 months down the road, you're like, where did I put my menorah? You have no idea where it is. Smart Labels is going to fix that for you. You get on that Smart Labels app, it's going to tell you which bin, which box, which whatever you stored your thing in. And that is what I love about Smart Labels. Cheap, affordable, effective, just like me on a first date. Smart Labels is here to help you get organized in the new year. So what are you waiting for? Shop Smart Labels QR code sticker packs on Amazon today and get organized in the new year. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of It's About Bravo. I'm Reed.
I'm Zach.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Annie.
And we are a full It's About Bravo house tonight on the mic. We're taking a much needed break for the holidays. And we're here pre-recording this episode for you tonight. It's a very special episode. It is a housewives draft. Now, the idea of a draft came to me in a dream. Just kidding. But everyone here, as you guys know, on the It's About Bravo microphone are avid sports fans. Like avid, right? Like we know so much about sports, right?
Like if there was a diagram of sports and It's About Bravo, like it would just be a circle.
It'd be the diametrical opposite, actually.
It's actually the diametrical opposite.
It's actually the diametrical opposite.
Oh my God.
I am wearing a sports hat though, and Reed is wearing a sports sweatshirt. So
I'm wearing
look
a sports sweatshirt from Abercrombie and Fitch, which sort of cancels it out. Annie is wearing
a
fishing. Oh, we're all sporty. Oh,
I stole it from a guy that I slept with in college.
An outdoors woman.
Oh, and that's a sport in itself.
Yeah.
It really was.
And Maddie and Annie was top player.
So even though we are all, for the most part, sports illiterate here on the It's About Bravo team, we are attempting our very own draft tonight. This is sure to be a lot of fun and just a hoot overall as we go through 8 different categories of women. And we each are going to draft a housewife that we feel fits that category of woman. We're drafting these women for, I don't know, an imaginary team. Maybe it's a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip cast. Use your imagination, get creative. Don't take this game too seriously, but there are a few ground rules. You have to choose someone who has not already been selected. So even if you feel a housewife fits one category, but let's say she fit another category too, and someone already drafted her. Too bad. She's off the table. You need to choose someone else. Rule number 2, they have to fit the category. Now, you can be creative and take some liberties. You need to be ready to explain to us why you feel this woman fits that category. But we reserve the right to bully you. And if we disagree, we might make you go back to the drawing board. So just keep that in mind. Don't get too crazy with these nominations. Now, Zach, Maddie, Annie, how are we feeling tonight? Are we ready for this Housewives draft?
I'm actually so nervous because
I am so pumped up.
I'm nervous because, okay, so I knew that we couldn't choose the same housewife in the same category. I guess I just forgot that like they can't be repeated. So now I'm like, fuck. Like, these girls are good. I have girls at the bottom that you guys are probably going to take from the top. Like,
listen, I know that I know that Reed, like, made us all sound like sports aficionados, but I actually so goddamn illiterate when it comes to sports. So this entire time up until, like, up until we recorded this episode, I was calling Maddie like we were, like students in college going, like, right before a paper's due and be like, so what is it that we have to do? Like, I literally called her before I hopped on the Zoom and was like, I'm scared Reed is gonna chew my ass out. What the fuck is a draft?
So many times.
I was like, what the hell is a draft?
Listen, I have talked about this. I don't want to read you
on. I don't want to read you on the pod, Reed. I don't want to read Reed. But sometimes I wake up. Sometimes I wake up 7:30 a.m. 7:30 a.m.
I'm a morning person.
Six different text messages from Reed. Two are voice memos. The other ones are scrolled paragraphs. Now, do I read them?
Every day.
Mind you, the voice memos sometimes are not voice memos. Sometimes they are pre-recorded voice notes from his iPhone that he records. Been at least two or three.
No, like, I swear. There was another time it didn't send and I had to resend it and it sent as an audio file.
Either way, he comes up with these ideas at 4 a.m. when he wakes up. And he goes to the drawing board, which is our group chat. And by the time I wake up, everyone else has already had 5 different conversations. So I'm very memory fog. I'm like, okay, we're doing a housewife's draft. Okay, whatever the fuck that means. And then he's like, everybody, make notes on the housewife's draft. I'm like, what are we making notes on? He's like, the categories. And I was like, okay, it all looks good.
You are fucking dragging me right now.
I don't think I said anything until today. And I was like, literally, I don't know what a draft is. I'm used to dodging those. I'm used to dodging drafts, not creating drafts. Listen,
Not the bone spurs.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay.
Really wish that I had this voice memo saved from Maddie earlier because I was going to play it right here. But Maddie sent us a voice memo to just me and Zach earlier. And it was like, hey,
you're joking.
I'm scared to message in the regular group chat because Reed's gonna get mad at me, but I missed one of his 18 paragraph texts.
I was like, I must have missed this. Listen, in one of the 18 paragraphs text, but what do we mean?
You know that one, you guys know this is, we're gonna bring it, we're gonna bring it to, because we're being so goddamn funny right now. Reed, just let us live. Okay, but like, this is, guys, to break it down in Housewives knowledge about the fear that we have right now, the fear that we have for Reed is, I would say Reed right now is NeNe Leakes with the closet, and we are all Portia Williams, like, I'm scared. You know, like, we're like, like, that's what it's like. He's like, you better do my draft, bitch. Grabbing us.
Listen. Like, he's like, we all agreed before recording that you were not going to go in my closet.
Listen, yes. Okay, the first time I brought up the draft, it was actually a very short voice note on a Sunday evening. So that's not,
that's probably at work.
Not a morning. But yes, I will own that sometimes I just feel, you know, I push my pen in the morning. I really
sometimes
write. I really write. My brain is very active before, like, through the hours of like 3 p.m.
I wish we could see the inside of Reed's brain.
It's like SpongeBob.
You guys, it shuts it's off SpongeBob about 5 p.m.
It's running around like the filing cabinets and like, yeah. That's literally what's going on. Or it's Plankton, like, with the levers on his brain. I'm not quite sure. Okay. Let's get into this Housewives draft. We are going to make this fair by going in a specific order the first round for the first category. Reminder, there's 8 categories. We'll talk about them as we go through them. And then we're going to just change the order every time. The person who went first then goes last. So we're just going to kind of follow the leader style through all 8 categories so that we all choose. We all get to be first in the draft equal amounts of time. Does that sound good, guys? We like that plan?
It sounds great.
Yes.
Okay. Without further ado, we begin with Annie. And the first category that we're drafting for tonight, everybody, is the OG. We all know OG Housewives. We love them. We hate them. Think about who you want on your team right now, Annie.
Okay. I'm actually really bummed out because I was not expecting to get picked first. And like, I know what the obvious first answer is, but I have like a controversial pick too. I don't know what I want to go with. But I mean, just to screw the rest of y'all over.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be nasty.
Do it.
I had my backup that I would have been happy with. But now that I'm first, I kind of just want to like fuck y'all over. And just
say it. Just say a paragraph, girl.
Spit it out.
It's me, knee leaks.
Bling, bling. Bitches is mad.
Oh, you nasty. That's just so nasty. So rude.
So nasty.
Why did Maddie just sound like Aviva Drescher? She's like, say it, writer girl. Come on, writer girl.
Use your vocabulary, writer girl.
Writer girl? Are you kidding me?
Okay. Obviously, that doesn't need a whole lot of like explanation, Annie. I think that makes a lot of sense, and she is a powerhouse. Next in our, do you have anything else to say about your choice?
No.
Yeah, Nini's a powerhouse, and you're starting off strong, but the night is young. Next up in our lineup is myself, Reed, and I'm gonna go with my favorite OG. Luann De La
Salle. Oh, that was mine.
I hope you keep on serving cunt. Okay.
I think she makes amazing TV too. Like Crappy Lake just goes to show like this woman, she has that longevity factor. Really the only person who's seeing her is Beyonce. And I couldn't be more proud to have her on my team. So that's my choice.
Oh, that was such a good choice because it was also mine. Oh,
guys, can I make a confession really fast?
Go make your confession.
It just clicked to me that like we're drafting like our own personal team.
Are you Zach?
What?
Are you slow?
I'm sorry, Zach. You are the dumbest bitch I've ever met.
I was like, I thought we were just like shooting the shit and being like, this is a good person. Yeah, that's a good person. No, Reed is like, you're creating your like Civil War Avengers endgame.
Yeah.
It's like your ultimate girls trip. Who's
okay, 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 okay.
Oh
okay.
Lord. Oh my gosh. Wow. You guys are
pay attention.
Pay attention, please.
Pay attention, please.
Now I get it.
We're so lucky that we're not recording this live and it's on Zoom because I swear to God, you guys, Zach would be deceased. He would be murdered at this point.
Okay. Right, next up is me. I'm next in the draft and Reed took my answer. Luckily, I have a backup because I'm smart. And for my OG, some people will argue maybe she's not an OG. She came on in season 2, but she's worldwide. I'm choosing Candy Burris.
That's a cheat.
No.
I knew
that does not count.
No, it doesn't count.
No, it does not count.
Does not count.
No, she is not an OG. She's not an OG. I'm sorry.
Oh, Zach just woke the fuck up. Uh oh.
Okay.
Luckily, I have a backup and it's illegal. and luckily, that disqualifies you from the
competition. We all look at Maddie and we go, you just made that up.
You just made that up.
You just made that up.
Okay, here's the thing, Maddie. I was going to give it to you, even though I think it's controversial. I get what but I think Zach and Annie just outvoted me.
It's fine. I have another backup. I have another backup, and her name is Splits Richards.
In a town full of phonies, I'm not the richest girl in Beverly Hills. I'm born and raised in Beverly Hills. This is my town. I'm from this town. In Beverly Hills, in this town...
Hi.
Damn it.
Ha, ha, Zach, are you mad now?
I am, because that was mine.
Yeah,
you
so
let her have it.
Let her have candy.
Luckily, I have a backup. That's a real OG. So,
well, you're up. Name them.
My backup is definitely in the new era of OGs, but that is Miss Lisa fucking Barlow.
I love that.
That's a good one.
Is a phenomenal OG. She's a namestay on that show. She's on her fourth season, gearing up for her fifth season, creating a name for herself.
I had her in a different category.
Sorry, love.
This is a good example of something that wouldn't normally come to mind because when we think of OGs, we think of the older ones. But Zach is absolutely right. When it comes to semantics, he's correct. She's an OG of her season. Damn. And I could see Maddie getting annoyed right now and probably pissed off at us because, yes, Candy feels more OG-esque, but Zach technically is correct. Damn.
I just know people call Candy an OG. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
dumb people.
It's wrong.
These are all really solid kind of first round contenders. Maybe these are like the leaders of our team. If we're using Zach's Captain America Civil War Avengers fucking metaphor.
I think so. I think this is Team Captain. I think we just picked our Team Captains.
Captain. So the second category, and so we're going to, the order now, Andy bumps to the back. So the order now
Wait,
is.
Reed.
Yeah.
This is actually really fun. You Now this you're on point with.
He's like, he's like Kim Richards. He's like, maybe I do.
Maybe like, I like you. Maybe I like you.
I'm thinking I kind of like you. It's kind of strange.
Maybe I like you. Maybe I like you.
Fuck you.
I literally was like, whatever. Let's just, you know, whatever. I'll get on the mic. If it's Housewives, like, pull my arm. And then now I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun. Because I...
Go ahead.
It's funny. No, I just thought...
No, I was going to say, the reason I know I can get away with the novels that I send you on these things is that I have so much confidence in how fun this is going to be that I know it'll all pay off and it won't matter. So that's what we're doing here. And we're going to move into... And I'm glad you like it, Zach. I'm very glad. I'm having a blast as well. So this second category is kind of the opposite of the OG. They may be the foil of the OG. It's the newbie. And I want to just say off the bat, like, the intention behind this one wasn't to be a polar opposite of an OG, meaning like, I don't know if you have to be, if they have to be brand fucking spanking mint condition new. Like, what do you guys think?
I think it should be new this year.
You don't think it's within the last few seasons? You think it should
be within the last two years.
Let me talk.
Go ahead, Matt.
Because I had a question on this. That's when I sent to Annie and Zach, because I was afraid to ask you, Reed. I was like, isn't everybody technically a newbie when they first start? Like, everyone's technically a newbie. So I took it in that sense. Like, who was a newbie that when she came in, she rocked the field?
Okay. Okay. Now that you're on point with. Okay.
Oh,
like
I'm
that,
sorry.
Like a newbie that made a newbie that really made a big mark at the time that they were a newbie.
Okay. Well, damn, I'm changing my answer then.
No,
I like that.
I don't agree with it. I'm sorry. I love you, Maddie, but I have to say,
you should have said this earlier when I sent the voice memo.
Okay. I did, Maddie. I texted you.
I already had my answer.
But I texted you what I said. I said straight up, I said, I think that it should be someone with the last two seasons because I said newbie means that because it's new. That's a different category. You know what?
Like maybe four seasons back.
How many seasons total out of four out of how many?
Like 12.
Okay. So it's one third. I would say it's.
Let's take a vote because I kind of am Team Maddie on this. I like this idea.
I think that it's been four out of 12 back means it's in the last third half, like the last third of the run. So I would think it's newer than any.
She's one of the newest members on this franchise.
There's eight seasons before her and there's 12 total. She's still, I think that's fair. I think it's fair. Now, I'm first in line in this draft, motherfuckers. So I'm about to take whoever Maddie just said, and then we're going to move on to Maddie and see who this mystery
is. That's totally fine. Wait, I was thinking she was just saying like anyone that just came on the scene and rocked the boat.
I think if you can take the show they're on and if you can divide it in three and if they're in the later third, that could be fair. Right? Okay. So like, the last four seasons out of the 12.
Okay.
You know, if it was like season two out of 12 that she came on, I might be like, okay, like.
No, you know, totally. That's not. That's
I might
not
be like, I don't know about that. Cause that's like close to new. That's close to OG.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, you convinced me.
Let's see what everyone
I'm
has.
I'm sorry, Maddie.
We can debate if we, So I'm going to choose for my newbie. Monica Garcia.
I went into the Louis Vuitton store.
I work hard so I can have anything I want.
And like, I bought a bag.
Yeah, drum roll, please. What the fuck? Like, Jesus. Pretty.
Got a snagger. I think her and Luann will have a really fun chemistry too. So.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a good mix. Yeah.
Okay.
I think she's like one of those players. She's like a switch player. I can put her in a lot of different spots on the field and she'll kind of run the play or whatever the terms are. She'll do a lot of different. She's versed on the field, you know?
So, I know. Okay. Right. Now mine, and I guess after I say it, you guys can say if you agree with it or not, because I guess I have a backup if I have to have a backup. And the backup you probably
I'm going to agree with yours, Maddie, because I guarantee you mine is older than yours.
So my newbie, when she came in, she really, like I said, shook the tables. kind of changed what the franchise was doing at the time. She made it new again. She brought life into it. And her name is Marge from The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Don't say that about her. Don't ever speak to her that way.
Honestly, I'm going to give it to you.
That's solid.
Because Marge is one of the newer ones. They don't add a lot of people.
What's her last name?
I'm going to have to Google this because I'm sorry, but hold on a second.
What? You have to Google when she came in?
She came in on season 8.
Yeah. And it's season 12, right? Or they're just her last, it's Margaret Josephs, but.
I think that's like fair. Totally.
You guys are going to yell at me for mine. I know it.
Well, this we might have to veto it then. What is it?
Well, I mean, I have to tell you something. I'm not really like now
Annie,
that
Annie hates it.
No, because now that the goalpost has been moved, I feel that I deserved some time to deliberate and choose a new person.
Well, you do have time, love. I'm next. And then you got another one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, you got start thinking.
Okay.
But Zach, I'm sorry, but this has got to make some sort of sense.
It will. Right? And I'm going to plead my case, and I'm going to win this. I'm going to win a case.
All right, Elwood.
I'm going to win a case. Okay. So.
No, they're on season 13 of New Jersey.
And she came on an 8.
10, 11, 12, 13.
That's, it's going to be
we're not doing
13.
The math. The goalposts have been moved.
It's been on 6 seasons.
The goalposts have been moved.
Well, and how many people have they added since?
Mine has been on for a long time, but I'm going to plead my argument. Okay, so hear me out. Okay, so I'm stretching.
That
so I would argue that my housewife that I'm picking for the newbie isn't new. She's not. Like new now, she's definitely like a namestay now, she's definitely a legend now, but I would argue that she built the house of how to enter in as a newbie, how to become a newbie, what you should do as a newbie, especially because her franchise that when she entered in was an established franchise. I mean, they had been on for 4 seasons, but it was
Brandi Glambo.
But she came in, rocked the boat better than any newbie, shook the table, and twirled as she did it. And that would be Miss Kenya Moore.
Right? Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay? Thank you.
Well, all right, man.
And that is who I pick as a newbie because she was technically the second renaissance of Atlanta. Atlanta started to slow down around season 4.
I'm allowing it.
Season 5 was the new wave. Season 5 through season 10 was the second renaissance of Atlanta. And then now we're kind of in a little bit of a slow period. But she ushered in a different era and she was a newbie.
Okay, I'm sorry. But everything you just said, like, contradicted everything. The way that you said, like, she's like, you know, staked the claim, made the franchise what it is, legendary, blah, blah, blah. Legendary is not newbie. It's the opposite, bitch. No newbie,
Annie, would know how to enter in as a newbie if it wasn't for the newbie that is Kenya Moore.
It's not a newbie. She's been on there for so long.
But we wouldn't have the newbie category if it weren't for Miss Kenya Moore. So I'm standing strong.
No.
Okay, so anyone, so anybody is up for, so anyone.
Yeah.
So just anyone that ever was
anyone that's not an OG.
So anyone that's not an OG.
Yeah.
Anyone that's not an OG, that's what we're saying.
We shot this one to hell, but yeah, let's go with it. Let's keep the
okay, anyone's not OG.
Well,
okay.
Because I think the arena for newbie is kind of small if you do it like for like this year's newbies or whatever like that.
And you know, at the end of the day, y'all were confused and were afraid to confide in.
Okay, cool. So I have a choice then.
Okay.
Okay. Do it, girl.
Lisa Rinna.
You're so angry.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll do it.
And Lisa Rinna was a newbie that shook the table. Like, I think if this newbie brought so much into it, then yes, we're going to choose them, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? Lisa Rinna was one of my other you know what? I respect Annie's opinion because they're both season 5. My newbie was a season 5. Rinna's was a season 5. And I think that season 5s are a big, like, newbie season. I think they're really good newbie seasons.
Stop throwing this word in random ways that makes no fucking sense. Shut the fuck up.
They are.
Annie's pissed.
I love Monica Down, but if I could change my vote now, I would make it Brandy Glanville. Based
Well, we all would change our vote if we would have known that we were newbies.
That's the cross I bear.
And Monica Garcia might be better on a girls trip than a Brandy Glanville. Hello, that's why we're not getting the Brandy Glanville girls trip.
No, that's not too. You're not too wrong about that, but I think
and Maddie, good. But point. There's still lots, the blow.
There's still lots of time left in this draft, you guys. So this next category, the third category, I think is also going to be one that y'all like are interpreting a lot. But we will hold it. This we'll hold this one to standards. The Woman of God. And this category, if you think about it, there are a lot of housewives who are really high.
Holier than thou.
Self-righteous. Maybe they're a woman of God, a self-proclaimed woman of God. Maybe they go to church. I can think of quite a few just off the top of my head. The pious one, like sort of, and it's almost camp, you know? So I think that we all need a woman of God on our trip. Someone who's just kind of sitting in the corner while the other girls get naked in the pool. And Maddie is up first for this.
Yes. Round. So I kind of changed this around. I had this housewife in another category, but she also fits this one and I won her. So now that it's my chance, I'm choosing her. And I don't think you guys would disagree. Woman of God, Phaedra Parks.
Check that.
Oh, she's on my list too. Yes, you got it.
Phaedra Parks is so holier than thou, you know, starting her funeral business, preaching from her first season to her now. She has done a full.
How can she be a woman of God when the truth don't live in the bitch?
But she thinks it does.
Yeah, she really does. And I think that I honestly will give you this one. Like, absolutely. She's
such a woman of God.
I agree with that. Fully. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think there's a lot of fighting there. And I think Zach's next.
I am. And mine is not the woman of God. She actually is God. And her name is Marianne Cosby.
I came to get what I need.
Yeah!
So, also on my list. Good job.
Honestly, what a great.
That's a good.
What an actually great choice.
So just so the listeners know, I'm keeping this in order so we know nobody will repeat them. But I think it's funny just to kind of see how people's lineups are going so far. So this will be fun.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like. Wait, I just now that I'm like writing it all down because I'm also making notes. This is so fun.
I told you I always knew it was gonna be Annie. You should have listened to me from the beginning.
I always knew. I always felt it in my bones.
Okay.
Wait, I have an idea now. Now that I'm seeing this all play out, should we put out a vote? Later,
yes.
Of like who's best ultimate
yes.
to pass this will yeah. be you.
Of course, yes.
This is so fun.
We do like a Super Bowl where all four of us are in like a tree and we have to go against each other.
So fun. Okay, cool. All right.
So yes, once we finish this category, we'll do a quick gut check on our cast so far. But Annie,
I think it's my turn.
It is.
It's Annie's.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, God. Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys. Oh my gosh. Okay. You guys took both of mine already, but let me check my notes. I have two more though. Which one am I going to choose?
Think strategic.
Ooh. That. Thank you. Yes, I am going.
Yeah.
To.
That's why I chose Phaedra.
Vicky Gumbelson.
Ooh, oh, period. I'm being nailed to the cross like Jesus was. And he did nothing wrong. He's Jesus Christ, and he did nothing wrong. He was nailed to the cross. That's how I feel.
Oh, period.
She was my backup for this round. She's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
I'm being nailed to the cross like Jesus was, and I did nothing wrong.
She was conned.
I was conned.
Okay. Well, I have to snag this woman while I can, and she absolutely fits the woman of God moniker. It is the grand dame herself,
Karen, yes,
from Real Housewives of Potomac.
Your business is your business, but Robin, is she a liar? She will lie for one all day, all night, even on Sunday, she'll lie.
Karen is absolutely, and her marriage is an institution.
Yes, Karen is a good one. She's like, when I thought of Woman of God, that was the first person that came to my mind was Karen.
I cannot go any longer without saying that none of us chose Jesus jugs.
I know.
I was thinking of Joyce from Beverly Hills too. Like, it's so funny how they had Joyce and Carlton on that season. It was like the angel and the devil. Like, they had like a witch and like a hyper Christian. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so just a real quick cast check. So far, our cast. So Annie, her OG is Nene Leakes. Her newbie is Lisa Rinna. And her woman of God is Vicky Gumbelson. That's a really fucking powerhouse first three.
I know. I'm so excited.
I am OG Luann, Countess Luann, newbie Monica Garcia, and woman of God Karen Huger. Not too shabby if I don't say so myself. Mm-hmm. Maddie is Kyle Richards, OG, Margaret Josephs, New Jersey, and Phaedra Parks, Atlanta. It's a good crew, honestly.
That's a good crew too. And
they're all really good, you guys. Yeah, they're all really
good. Zach's OG, Lisa Barlow, his newbie, Kenya Moore, and his woman of God, Mary Cosby.
I need to see Miriam Cosby and Kenya Moore fight.
Insane combination. Okay. This next one. So yeah, how are we feeling, guys? So we're gonna go into
good.
We're going to go into category 4 of 8. This is the chaos agent. So Maddie, you're kicked to the back. So Zach, you're first finally. And then it's Annie. And then it's me. And then it's Maddie. The chaos agent, you know, I don't think this one needs a lot of explanation, but feel free to kind of use your best judgment. I think it could be, you know, devilish, like the opposite of the woman of God, or it could be someone who just is a bull in a china shop. I don't know. So we'll toss it over to Zach.
All right. My chaos agent is someone who brought absolute pure chaos to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And that is Miss Brandi Glanville.
All right, Lisa, don't do crystal meth in the bathroom all night long, bitch.
Every time she was on our screens, it has been chaotic, from her crutches to day one, to the carpet munching in season 10, to even the unaired Morocco trip. She is just chaos wherever she goes. Whatever she touches turns to chaos, and that is why she is my pick for chaos agent.
All right. That's a really fucking good one. Damn. All right. It hurts, but all right.
I'm next.
Yeah, you're next.
Okay. I actually really agree with your choice. I have a different spin on my choice and why I chose mine. Mm-hmm. Okay. My choice is someone who did a lot of producing, kind of made chaos happen silently behind the scenes. So she thought until she got caught.
Oh my gosh, not Kathy Wakili. Just kidding.
That was a good
one. Just kidding.
Guys, it's LVP.
This is too bitchy. I shouldn't say it. I'm awfully glad I did.
That's a good one.
I literally wrote it down under your name before you even said it.
I know. I knew what it was.
Fucking. And that's a good
one. Good though? Like, because she really did ensue a lot of chaos because of just her little dropping the bombs everywhere, just walking away.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm next in order, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. What's in the water in Beverly Hills, y'all? Because my chaos agent is Kim fucking Richards.
Why don't you have a piece of bread and maybe you'll calm down a little?
Shame on you. You're disgusting.
That's right. Oh, that's a good one.
That's right. Amsterdam, have a piece of bread. Maybe you'll calm down.
It's funny because as we're like going through these, my brain is like grabbing stills or like clips.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so like when Reed said Kim Richards, I just pictured her on the top of the Eiffel Tower when she was like this.
Okay. So
she's like putting her hair back.
Honestly, like, I'm not gonna argue with you, like, fair choice, whatever. But I will say, I mean, I don't really like agree with that, only because I'm like, chaos agent to me seems like someone who's like doing it like strategic.
To you.
I'm not arguing with it. Like, I think that we, like, I'm actually enjoying everyone's different spin on it. I'm just saying, like, it's funny how we all have our different interpretations. Mm-hmm. Because
my favorite thing about
that's totally fair. I'm just saying, in my mind, like, the word agent means like, oh, she's like, you know, trying to.
Andy's like, I thought it was like more like a State Farm agent. Like, she's taking.
My favorite thing about Annie is that we can think we're talking about something, and then she, like, if Nicki Minaj said a double entendre and we heard it this way, Annie heard the other part of the double entendre.
No, that's not what, like, I got. That's not what I got from it all.
Like, she's like, no, in actually, no, you're wrong. In my mind, I heard insert this.
Okay, hold on. Now let me just say, I'm a word agent, and I just really get caught up on like definitions and stuff. Don't like act like I'm being stupid. Okay.
No.
My turn, guys. My turn. So I have two different options. Neither of these girls have been picked yet. And one is like the background chaos agent. The other one is just chaos on TV. Maybe not on purpose. Oh, I don't know. Who do you guys think I should go with? Just tell me.
Think strategically.
Background agent.
I don't know. Because I'm trying to see if I have somebody else from this franchise or if I should.
Could the other person fit another category?
Yes, but then I kick another person off from a different franchise. I'm trying to think what will go best with mine.
Is she, you know, is she a forward or a center? Or
you got five seconds to choose.
Is she a point guard?
Five.
I'm choosing Ashley Darby as my chaos agent.
The only thing messier than two boys is me.
That's a good one.
I'm so mad at you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I needed her.
Reed had her as the mess.
I know he did.
I had her as the gossip because she fucking runs her little mouth and we love it.
Oh,
that's a good one, Maddie.
I know. I just don't know how well she'll get along with Kyle Richards, but I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You don't want them to get along.
I know. I could see her and Phaedra kikiing though. Like they would be good together.
I guess we'll see when we tell Andy about our cast ideas. And he definitely does all of them for sure. So we'll see.
Okay, this next category, category five, is the gossip.
That's gossip.
And there's plenty of ladies who can fit this category. Annie, you are up first.
Ooh, okay. Mine is, let me check my notes. I made a couple, just want to make sure. Garcelle.
Her marriage.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
You have three Beverly Hills women so far on your cast.
I didn't really think about that, but like that, she wasn't the first person that came to my mind. But now that you said she's the perfect person.
Especially, can I just say, like, to the cameraman when she's doing confessionals?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the way she's always being like, I don't know, I just noticed that Dorit's still wearing her jewelry. You know, I mean, like she's like she just like. She gossips, girl.
She does. She's a big gossip.
Yeah.
I'm in shambles over here, you guys.
Just Reed's idea, and he's like, I'm regretting this.
I definitely, like, I would have chosen Darby for gossip. She's taken. I would have chosen Rena as my backup. I should have known.
Maybe you should have done your homework and made some notes before we recorded.
I'm a professor. I don't do homework. I grade it.
You're like a teacher's aide, babe.
The hot one that you bang. I mean, okay.
I've seen that porn, actually. I watched that porn. Yeah,
this is okay. The
Reed, we all know I'm going for the professor, and he's much older than you.
That's very true. You're definitely going for the dean. You're going for.
Yeah. No, I'm going for the alumni that graduated in 1937 that's still donating.
I was going to say, because he's not going for power, he's just going for age.
Oh my god.
All right, pick a gossip.
I think the gossip for me, I think I'm gonna go with my homegirl from Salt Lake, Whitney Wildrose.
No. There's no way. No. No.
That was mine.
Payback's a bitch.
Yeah, oh, I had her in there too. Yeah,
it would have been fun to see her and Darby together on a show, but too bad.
I know.
You're up next, Maddie.
Well, great. Now I have to fucking think.
That's how I just felt.
No, I'm not Maddie thinking.
You know what? I'm gonna choose the person that I wanted for the chaos agent. I don't care if she gossips. She gossips.
That's gossip.
That's gossip.
I should play that like right there.
The gossip I'm going for is Dorinda Medley. She's a gossiper.
She is a gossip.
Eagles don't fly with pigeons, okay?
She is a gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I know her for, but like I'm...
Well, but early on, she really was, though.
Yeah, especially those drunk...
She was always going back and forth between Carol and Luann.
Yeah. Bethany and Sonya. I mean,
Roni rewatch now that it's Christmas time. Because like, it's been like a year and a half since I watched it.
Some people watch Home Alone and we watch Roni.
Roni.
Literally.
All right, Zach, who's your gossip?
Okay, my gossip is someone who could fit a lot of these categories, but she is such a gossip. She does a lot of preseason gossip that kicks off the show. I'd argue that her gossiping skills are so well done that they were needed when she was off the show, and that is Miss Tamra Judge.
That's my opinion!
That's a good one.
Great pick. Great pick.
You know what? I'm just thinking of somebody else I could have had for gossip. Fuck me.
I'm starting to realize that I could have... No, I think Whitney's a good choice, for sure.
Well, Whitney would have been my choice.
Oh. Okay. Ugh.
Okay, who's next?
We are coming up on Category 6. This one should be a really good time. The one season wonder. We know some of them. We've forgotten others.
Yes, I had to look them up to remind myself.
But there are many fallen soldiers, fallen angels, and we are going to draft them now. I'm first in order, and then it's Maddie, Zach, Annie.
Yes.
This one is definitely, like, tough. Because I thought I knew who I wanted, and I realized that she's definitely more than one season. So now I'm like, fuck. I'm going to have to go with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Carlton Gebbie.
And there it is.
Oh, who did you want that is more than one season?
Carlton?
For some reason, I thought Katie Ross from
Potomac. Oh, girl, she was in like 3 seasons.
Yeah, I forgot. She was in like quite a bit.
But she technically is a one season Wonder Housewife.
No.
Because she like became friend of.
She was like not even really a friend of on. I mean, I guess you can maybe say she was a friend of on season 4, but like. Was she really a friend of on season 4? She didn't have a cast picture or anything. Like, wait, she hasn't. I don't think she's had a cast picture since.
Wait.
No.
You can't change it. Fine. You can't change it. But like, I'm just making the argument that like,
okay. I wouldn't have allowed it. So don't worry.
I'm going with Carlton. And that is.
Okay, my turn. This one pulled it out of the woodworks. I don't know if you guys are going to. No one's even thinking it. Coming from around the outside. Escala from Real Housewives of Potomac.
The question you guys asked was very offensive. And then when she comes back with, you know, what she's coming back with, something, you can't be mad at her.
What is she, like the mediator?
Okay.
I really liked her, and I thought we deserved more from her.
And we all just moved up a point with our cast trip, like, and Maddie just, the scoreboard just went like, you know, like
shut
that scene, you know, that scene in Monsters Inc. where like Randall like goes to the bottom of the scare meter and Sully goes on top, like that just happened to Maddie, like she just shot herself in the foot.
Well, I was gonna do,
and she was never a housewife. She was a friend of.
She was a one season wonder, though.
I guess
does that not count if she's a friend of?
I think it's okay to count. Like,
if it doesn't count, I have a backup.
I think,
but she
counts.
She was lightly featured in the following season.
Okay, backup. I'm going backup then. Delete Escala, everybody. Okay,
delete Escala. Damn,
it doesn't count.
Can I go back and let me go back?
No, because yours counts. Mine doesn't.
Okay.
So I'm going Jules Roni.
Motherfucker.
I'm very skinny, and you may not like how skinny I am, but I love my body. I don't care if you think that my arms like bones.
Zach? What the fuck, Zach?
This is what happens
Why?
To you when
Why
you,
you
ruin
that?
My life.
It's okay, I have a good backup.
And by the way, fuck you.
It's okay, I have a good backup.
Now I have nobody from Potomac. Ugh.
All right. Zach, you're next.
All right, I would have picked Jules, because I do think that Jules is like the most like underrated housewife. And one season wonder, and I think that she should have been on, and her her season was great. It was a great season. My one season wonder is a crime against humanity to me, and that is Noella from The Real Housewives of Orange County.
I mean, my dad did just die, so it's not like I'm trying to pull rank or anything like that on it.
I knew that you were going to say that, and mine was Jules and then Noella. So
Noella is a great one.
God damn it. Okay, fine. All right, listen.
And I could really see, I'm looking at your cast, Noella and Lisa Barlow. I don't know why. I feel like they could just get each other.
Whack each other. I think that would be like...
Yeah.
Either they're going to be mortal enemies or best
friends. Or besties. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, no one's going to remember this bitch at all, but I thought that she deserved more time. And you know what? I've got a pretty chaotic cast right now. And so my cast could actually use a little bit of a kind of chill presence. So I'm not.
He's going to say Deshaun Snow.
It's going to be Lizzie from the OC.
Oh, okay. Lizzie's a good one.
Oh my God. You're crap, Tamara. You're the most insecure woman I've ever met my whole life. Get it together.
Lizzie's a good one.
Was she the 100th housewife?
I don't even know who that is.
She's the one who had
who was the 100th housewife?
Vicky was really, really, really mean to her. And she stood up to Vicky though, which I appreciated. And she was really pretty. And she launched a swimwear line when she was on. And then in the reunion, she said the word disingenuous, and Heather cringed openly about her saying that. And she said disingenuine. She said the word wrong, and then Heather was like, "Ooh, that's the wrong word, baby girl."
I loved when she was like, "Shut up, Tamara. You're the most pathetic person I've ever met in my freaking life." And Tamara was like, "Tamara's so upset." But the way like she said, like there's certain things like in Housewives that I'm like, the way some of them like articulate it, I'm like, this is Shakespearean, like this is like beautiful. And the way she said like her enunciation and everything, she's like, "Shut up, Tamara, you're the most pathetic person I've ever met in my life." Like her mouth was doing a lot of work.
Lizzie was not the 100th housewife. Peggy was, but
Peggy Sue Lyon,
that's who I was,
which I would also argue I would make a case
she was good.
Okay,
Megan, your baby was crying all night.
We're coming up on the last two categories, guys. How are we feeling?
Feeling good. I feel strong.
I'm feeling good. I've changed my stuff around because I've realized I've wanted people. So.
Yeah. So we are really, really close. Does
Annie looks like she's freaking out.
Our seventh category is one of my favorites, actually. I'm looking the most forward to. The Mess. Every cast needs one. Every cast loves to have one. Maddie, you are up first. Then Zach, Annie, and I close it out. Who is your mess?
Oh, I love this mess. She's one of my favorite messes. And I almost didn't have her under mess. I kept moving her around because I knew I wanted her. But she's so messy. And her name is Candace Dillard Bassett. Mm. I am a Bassett hound.
When they go low, just hit high notes.
The ends of the earth. She's my queen. She told me happy birthday.
Okay, so this is where I feel like Annie a little bit, because I'm like, all right, a little different over here for me. I'm not going to tell you guys who I pick because I'm last, but let's just say I interpreted this category a little bit differently.
Oh.
Zach, who did you... I think it's fair, though. Zach, who did you draft?
So I love this mess. She is in fact my favorite housewife of all time. I have met her before. She was really messy when I met her. She's funny. She's a staple. She's a Morgan. And that is Miss Sonia Tremont Morgan.
It's amazing how fast the gas comes.
Gosh. Messiest of messies.
God knew if I had her
fucking in, asshole.
Too powerful. So he gave her to that's what I was interpreting, Zach. So
see, I think
I interpreted it very much like it could be different. It could be drunk mess. It could be messy
Twitter mess. That's
when
mess.
I came up with it, I was thinking of Kristen, whatever her name is.
Takeman?
What's her name? The Kristen Wiig on SNL as drunk Cinderella. In the Housewives spoof that they did, where she's like, I'm a huge fucking mess. Like, that's what I was like.
But Andy literally called Candace a mess.
Yeah.
To her face.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but there's like so many different definitions of that. I was thinking like with chaos agent, gossip, and mess, like I was getting confused with all of those.
Yeah, because
we can definitely.
Yeah, because being like a messy bitch is like one thing, but being a mess is a totally different thing.
Yeah, right. Maybe I interpreted more messy bitch.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I think I like that.
You know what? And that's Reed's fault for not clarifying sooner.
All right, Annie, who's your fucking mess?
Well, I mean, mine were taken because I was going to do Dorinda or Sonia because they're always getting really drunk and having to have subtitles. And that's what I was thinking of, Mess. And then my other one was Kim Richards. I had three chosen, but like, yeah, Mess. But I just thought of one just now. Kelly Bensimo.
Handle the truth.
Finish. Oh, my God. Al Sharpton.
Maybe Kelly's not getting enough.
Al Sharpton.
Oh, you need sex.
No, put your hair up. It's Al Sharpton.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I think Scary Island earned a spot in that Hall of Fame. And I'm realizing that, like, my interpretation isn't exactly like the drunk Mess interpretation, although that is what I thought of when I came up with this category idea. But my choice is more of like Mess in terms of their life is a goddamn mess. And this housewife, I'm so proud to draft the one, the only, don't be tardy for the party, Miss Kim Zolciak Bierman from The Real Housewives.
Yes. That is a good one.
That
good
is one. Giving Cookie Monster pajamas to school. It's giving so
much. Is that
much-
Kim Zolciak?
Is that Kim Zolciak? And I think that she's going to play really well with some of the other women on my dream team. So we are going to round this out with the final category of the night, the eighth category, and then we'll each get a chance to.
Oh, I hate that I'm last for this one.
Yeah. This category is the friend of. We all love a season with a solid friend of, and on this dream, imaginary dream team of ours, on this ultimate girls trip, whatever it may be, I think we all need a friend of there. So the order this time, Zach, you're up, then Annie, myself, and Maddie. Zach, who's your friend of?
This is so hard. This is actually, I can't believe that this is the hardest category. Like, I'm struggling right now. I still, in my mind, I have four that I'm going through, and it's so tricky. But I'm trying to think of it strategically. And
I'm going to kill you if you say mine.
I'm so scared. Strategically, I'm going to have to throw in a little Latina into my ranking.
No!
And Adriana Demora my friend of.
Say I speak Spanglish. Let me tell you what, Joanna. Joanna, you know, I had to call you Joanna. No, because I speak Spanglish. And in Spanglish, we say Juan, Jose.
That was mine. That was my final fucking Infinity Stone.
Same.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Well, and I wanted someone from Miami on my cast.
Ooh.
I am. Well, lucky for you, Maddie, there's plenty of.
I don't want those women, though.
Okay. God damn it, Zach. You just threw me into fucking more shambles in the final 11th fucking hour. All right. I have time to think. Annie, you're next.
Okay. All right. I'm going to throw something out here. Like, you guys can shoot it down if you want to. I'm not really sure.
I will.
But in my mind, I will always think of Marlo Hampton as the friend of.
You are a whore.
What do you guys think?
I think it works.
I think that counts.
I think valid. Yeah,
I think that's valid. I think
certain women that I would let it count. Maybe if they, yeah, she's more of a friend. She's more a percentage friend of in her tenure.
She was a friend of for most of the time. And I'm not even going to lie. If you guys said no, I have a backup. Like, I just wanted to run it out there. But
I think if you were a friend of more than you've been a housewife, then it counts. Like, in for the women who were only a friend of for one season and then bounced up, like Sutton, I don't think that would count.
Agreed. Okay, cool. So yeah. We're all cool with that?
We're all cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I'm Googling best friend ofs because I can't think of who I want.
I'm still a little bit in shambles.
Ooh.
None of you guys have picked my other options. I had three other options.
I have someone that I feel like might count, but I feel like you guys might fight me on it. I think it's the last round. I have to shoot my shot.
Shoot it.
I recently went on a little revisit to season 2 of Real Housewives of Miami, and the relationship between full-time cast member Joanna Kupra and her sister Marta is so fucking hilarious. I kind of want to draft Marta.
Stop it. Why are you laughing? What's so funny, Marta? Stop it. Why are you laughing?
I don't know if she was a formal friend of in that season. She was definitely a guest, and she was on a lot of episodes. There's a whole story arc between her and Romaine fighting. She fucked the Girls Gone Wild director, and he like revealed it at the part at Lisa Hochstein's Playboy party. I think she could shine on her own without Joanna, especially if I've got a Kim Richards there for her to like drink with. What do we think?
I think do it. I think she counts.
Do it.
I don't know if it'll win you the draft.
I don't think it'll win you the draft.
Honestly, I mean, it's your funeral. Quite frankly.
Yeah.
You guys really don't this. Oh my God. You guys.
We're like, I mean, go ahead and do it if you want to die. Yeah, bitch, sure. I don't know. Like,
okay,
hey,
fine.
Yourself, we're fine with it.
Maddie, he's eating the nightlock on his own.
I'm just going to say that like my case for her, like I'm going to go as hard as Zach went earlier for Kenya.
No,
A friend of plays a specific role in a cast, and I think Marta would play that role very well on a cast.
I think she would. I don't know if the audience will agree.
We're not arguing with you.
Kim, like, there's already a lot of personalities. We need Marta drunk on the corner.
Girl, you didn't convince us. Like, we said you could have her cast her. It's just, you know.
No, I'm just trying to convince you that she's a worthy opponent for you to be shaking in your boots over. And you're
going to need a lot more than this time right here for us to convince us of that.
Okay.
I've been in this podcast right here.
All right. Tonight. Well, that's my pick, and I'm sticking with it. Maddie, you're the final choice of the final category.
Okay.
Well, we know who fourth place is. Woohoo!
Shut up. That is not, I have a lot of heavy hitters.
What's her name again? What is her name again? I'm going to have to write it down. What's it? Marta? What?
We're going to talk later.
Okay, Maddie.
See, I'm having an issue because I want someone from almost every franchise, and I would love Miami. I'm not knowing if I want Marisol with my cast because I just don't think she messes with my cast, but my other option doesn't mess with my cast either, but she's so funny if I chose her. Oh. I think I'm going to choose the funny one. I'm choosing Rosie from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I will rip her f***ing head off.
And you're in the worst place of your life.
Damn, you and Reed just choosing suicide is beyond me.
Really, what the hell, you guys?
Rosie will be so funny with Phaedra Parks. I'm sorry.
Guys?
She will be. And she
no,
was
it would it would definitely of. Be more entertaining than Marta.
She was the best friend of.
The way that I... like gave you guys a gift of choosing Marlo when I left you guys Marisol and Kiki, and then also Kathy Hilton. And
Kathy Hilton.
I don't want Kathy Hilton.
I kind of forgot about her.
I don't want Kathy Hilton. I don't want her with Kyle. I have Kyle on my trip, guys.
I have Kim.
What are you talking about, Maddie? What are you talking about?
Okay,
but Maddie, are we drafting for like the personal relationships that they're gonna have, or are we drafting for the show? Because I want to see Kyle and Kathy sit down,
but they
won't. Just rob the viewers of that.
They won't sit down. Right. That's what they'll mull over everything and pretend they're fine on camera. That's what Kyle and Kathy do.
I would love to see different women,
and we need Rosie.
Okay, so, can I say really quick who my Marta would have been? Who my Rosie would have been?
Yeah,
like. I had one of those lower tier friend doves that is not well renowned. Okay. I did have one. And I love this person. And that's Babs from the Real Housewives of New York. Like, I love Barbara.
Babs, I remember her. Like, she was so funny.
Babs, the insurrectionist?
No. Who?
Wasn't Babs at the insurrection?
No, she's a lesbian dyke.
I think she was at the insurrection.
Barbara from New York.
Yes.
Where? Pull that up.
Okay.
What is her last name?
Kavoy or something? It's like KVK.
I have another really good friend of that I can't believe we didn't choose, you guys. Who? Pam.
Oh.
Did you hear? $50,000.
That's
yeah.
That's a good one, actually.
Dana Pam.
Am I thinking of somebody else?
You are thinking of someone else. Barbara was not at the insurrection.
Okay. Hold on. Focus, guys. So we've come to the end of the draft, but we need to like go back through. And does everyone have at least their teams written down? Like,
I have everyone's.
Annie,
I think everyone should say their team.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, like, Annie, we'll start at the top. We'll do Annie, Reed, Maddie, Zach. So, Annie, you're gonna walk us through your whole cast.
Okay, I'm so excited, you guys. My cast is so fucking good. You guys, listen. Actually, and I'm gonna. Can I read it in a different order?
Do it however you want.
However you want.
Okay, because I just didn't even do this on purpose, but it just so happens that I have. Nene and Marlo from Atlanta, I've got Lisa Rinna, an LVP from fucking Beverly Hills, you guys, my God. And then I have Vicky Gumbelson and Lizzie, who they hate each other, like, so good. And then I have Kelly Ben Simone and Garcelle.
That's not bad at all.
That is not
Wait,
a bad cast.
Who do you, solid. Who did you have as your chaos agent? LVP?
Yeah.
Okay. And Garcelle is your gossip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. My cast.
Oh, and wait, sorry, I just thought of this. LVP and Garcelle are like really good friends right now, and they both hate Lisa Rinna. You guys, this is so good.
Oh, wait.
I think you've got a pretty good cast, but since this is a competition, I'm going to talk a little bit of smack. You got three Beverly Hills bitches, two Atlanta, two...
Where's the diversity?
Where's the diversity? I want to see more franchises, and so that's going to be my smack.
Well, there is diversity.
Well, you're actually, you have a very good cast, so I'm not gonna say you don't. NeNe alone is powerful, but then you have Vicky. Yeah, you've definitely got Lisa Rinna, LVP. You got some heavy hitters for sure. I'll give you that for sure. Okay, my cast, we've got the Countess Luann de Lesseps as their OG. Monica Garcia as that rambunctious newbie. Karen Huger as that woman of God. Can't wait to see her and Luann interact and how she reacts to Monica. The chaos agent of Kim Richards. The gossip of Whitney Rose. Wait, this is good. The witch, Carlton Gebbia, the onesies and wonder. The mess, Kim Zolciak. Guys, come on. Really, you think March is hurting my team as the friend of? Did you hear that lineup I just gave?
Everyone else's is pretty stacked, and so only one fault in the lineup could take you down.
I think it'll just be better when we see them all in pictures. That always helps.
Have you ever seen the movie We Are the Titans, Zach? Yes. I'm pretty sure they were an underdog, and they came out and won the homecoming game. And
I'm pretty sure you have to remember the Titans.
How about to understand David and Goliath? Because Marta is David, and whoever.
What Goliath did she take out, though?
We're going to find out when you start naming all the big bitches on your cast, Zach. Let's get a...
I'm next, right?
Yeah.
I love my cast. I guess I kind of, like, I don't love my friend of, but I think she'd be funny. And I think her and Phaedra together, I would just crack up laughing. But my OG, I have Kyle Richards. As my newbie, I have Margaret Josephs. The woman of God, Phaedra Parks. The chaos agent, Ashley Darby. The gossip, Dorinda Medley. The one season wonder, Jules. And the mess, Candace. And friend of, Rosie. I don't know, like... Candace, I mean, I have some of my favorite housewives on it. Candace, Margaret, and Phaedra are like my three favorite housewives. So seeing them together, I would love. And Margaret with Dorinda, I just, the old woman energy.
We see each other at that. I love old woman energy.
And Rosie's probably old now too.
She's, yeah, probably.
Okay.
I'd argue that mine is winning the diversity challenge here.
Okay.
So my OG is Miss Lisa Barlow. My newbie, which I had to fight tooth and nail for, but I'm glad I did because she's a legend, Miss Kenya fucking Moore. The woman of God, Mary Cosby. The chaos agent, Brandy Glanville. The gossip, Tamra Judge. The one season wonder, Noella. The mess, Miss Sonia Tremont Morgan. And the friend of Miss Adriana DeMora. I think
yours is one of my favorites, but only because you got, if I got Adriana, it'd be over for you bitches.
Okay.
I still believe in Marta, and I'm going to take down Goliath.
I don't know. Adriana, Sonia Morgan, Kenya, like, it's
Kim
good.
Richards, Karen
I need to see it in a picture.
I know. We need to contact Dorinda Dedley and have them make up.
So yeah, we need to get Dorinda on the line immediately. So I was thinking we should probably put together some, what is it called? Layouts of each of our cast.
Yeah.
Post them to social so people can kind of, it's hard for me to visual. I need to see all of your picks lined
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So we need to do that. Sure.
I like how we all have kind of different ideas too. Like for me, I didn't even do this on purpose by choosing people from the same franchise. But now that I'm looking at it and seeing who I chose, like they're kind of like either like they're all kind of like they're people from the same franchise that kind of overlapped, but we're not like friends and did not like each other. I kind of like that. For me personally, the reason why I don't really get into like the whole girls trips all the time is because the people don't know each other. There's like low stakes. Yeah. I like when there's like a little bit more stakes. But also,
I like when people don't know each other.
I like when there's more stakes, when it's like people like, okay, like LVP and Lisa Rinna, they haven't seen each other for a long time though. So it's not like they're like best friends, but like
I think Annie's cast is the one that's the most like questions are going to get answered. Like I'm like very much interested to see what Nene and like, who is the other Atlanta? Marlo.
Mine's giving season two Ultimate Girls Trip.
Okay, yeah. So hold on. I think
mine is too.
Let's like try to describe just like quickly the essence of what our season would be, because I think Annie, like you definitely are having a lot of exposition in yours, because when these ladies arrive at wherever their destination is, the first things we're going to hash out is like Marlo and Nene, Vicky and Lizzie, Lisa and Lisa, I guess, and Garcelle. It's going to be like exposition amongst the ladies. And then they're going to all come together and it's going to be like, who stays on whose side and who kind
yes.
of.
Yes.
Guys,
I'm
going to have to make another case for my cast. Do it. That is that it has a feud that is so strong that we have seen on television that is iconic. We've seen it on television before and it hasn't been on Housewives. And that is Brandi Glanville versus Kenya Moore. We've seen it on The Celebrity Apprentice and it's amazing TV. And, oh, nice. So sorry, I don't know. I think I'm taking it, girls.
Yours is really good, and you didn't even like care about this. That's what pisses me off.
I just did it on the fly.
It pisses. Honestly, Adriana is just really throwing me through a loop because she is such a good person on her own that she can really elevate a cast with her like funny remarks, and I just know she'll be like.
She's like the Brandy of. Miami, like honestly, the unholy trinity would probably be Monica Garcia, Brandi Glanville, and Adriana. A lot, maybe Kim Richards too. But I'm gonna say, like, you've got Kim Richards, Kim Zolciak. Okay, you got those two, Monica Garcia and Marta. You know those two girls are gonna become besties and start getting drunk together, along with Kim Richards, and Kim Zolciak's gonna probably be pissing everybody.
You have some oldies too, Kim and Karen.
Karen and Luann are gonna be kind of like, darling, you know. But like Luann's probably gonna get plastered.
Reed, you had an all-star cast until your Achilles heel, which was Marta. You were going at it so good. And listen, if I wanted to be Reed Chandler, I would have picked Barbara, but I knew that was gonna knock me down a couple pegs. And then I was like, oh, I love Marisol. In my
Would you pick Marisol for me?
I would have picked.
I don't think she goes with my cast.
I thought like Maris, but you need someone like, list yours again. Do you have like a fun, one? Like,
I have Phaedra Parks, Ashley Darby, and Candace.
I have Whitney Rose too.
Yeah, like, but I wouldn't argue that they're like the like get the party started kind of like girls. Like I'd like Marisol is like a get the party started. I have a Sonia.
You're making
which
me regret everything.
Started.
I almost want to scrap it. Start over. Let me get Marisol. One veto.
There's always next year, Maddie.
I
was like thinking, I was like, Marisol
Rosie will get the party started.
Rosie will get the party.
Rosie's going to make out with all of them in a hot tub.
Someone's going to say something about Rosie, and then all of a sudden they're just going to hear her be like, wow.
Well, I'm going to kill him. What did he say?
Who's yelling? Who's yelling? You know who's yelling.
Once this episode airs, we will post to socials and get feedback on who thinks. Whose team is supreme. And I just hope Zach eats his words. And who
I don't
knows?
Know. Mine is so good. The All only right. other I in my heart of hearts, the only competition I truly have is Annie.
I think Annie's got a good one too.
Annie's is Maddie, good.
Not me and Maddie in the flop.
I think my only problem is Rosie. Rosie.
Yeah, no, you guys were running.
Like a March Madness bracket with this. And like
you guys were on a steady course, and then in the last minute, what you guys did pretty much was pick.
I choked in the last minute.
You guys picked like instead of picking, shot us in the foot. It's like the opposite of Big Brother. It's like you should have picked your you should have picked your Victoria and not your Derek, and you picked your Derek.
It's okay. I wanted to be funny, and I like being funny, and I think Rosie is a funny choice, and it's different.
It is funny. It's very funny.
It's funny that you guys lost in the last minute, but
I'm going to get all my Jersey stands.
But hey, you know what? Maddie, you have Dorinda, and that is worth a lot. I will say that. I had her under a couple different like categories, I think. I mean, you really got
her. I mean, I'm okay. I'm okay losing.
You know what I thought? I was literally like, this is my thought process during the Friend Of. Who knew that the Friend Of would be such a clincher at the end? My God. Like, I was like, okay, I love Babs. She's my favorite, but I can't pick my favorite. I'm going to have to pick someone who's like really strong. And then I was like, Miami has the strongest Friends Of ever, period. And I was like, all right, I could do Marisol, Kiki, or Adriana. Love them all. I'm going to do Adriana. And then I was like, wait. Kathy Hilton was a Friend Of, and then I was like, that would be stellar. And then I was like, you know what? I'm sticking with Adriana. And then I thought one of you guys were going to pick Kathy Hilton. And
no,
y'all just wild. Reed is like Marta.
I googled Marta? And I saw Kathy Hilton was the first response.
Reed is like, I would argue like Marta, like yes, Marta. And we're all like, go for it, girl. Go, yeah,
I didn't want Kathy to mess with Kyle. I want Kyle to have her own drama outside of Kathy.
With Kim, and I also choked, okay? But I think it can still be a very powerful cast.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, God. You could have had Kathy.
You could have had Kathy and Kim
up in there. Right. You could have seen Kathy and Kim together.
All right.
Let's wrap this up before I get angry.
We played a game, and some of us left friends, some of us mortal enemies.
Well, I guess we won't know until the audience votes. Let's ask the audience.
Yeah.
Let's ask the audience.
We'll definitely be asking the audience. Thank you to Zach, Maddie, Annie for partaking in the Housewives draft. Thank you to the listeners for partaking and for voting when we inevitably put these casts up. Tell us who your favorite is in the comments. And thanks for listening, guys. Be sure to follow us on socials at About_Bravo, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, also Patreon, bonus episodes every other week. We'll see you soon on the mic. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.